Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, God Puts Us to the Test, already in progress.
When you pray, you must believe with no doubt in your heart. What do you think he means, Tony? Exactly what he said. And then, of course, the thing about it is, if he says that now you pray and you ask me to heal your shoulder, I guarantee I will do it. That doesn't mean he's going to do it as soon as you get through with that prayer, does it? He may take a month or two or three to make it, but he promised to do it, didn't he? And he did, didn't he? He sure did. So see, there's a perfect case with Tony. Whenever he hurt his arm and knocked it out and all that stuff, he prayed and repented of sins, and then he trusted God. And I think it took about 3 months, didn't it, Tony? Yeah, 3 months. It took 3 months, but he got well. But see, that's where we miss it. God always promises to answer our prayer. But if we say, okay, God, I messed up my arm. Throw me like it's the girl at Baltimore the other day. Her and her husband said, whenever I prayed for them 2 years ago, she had a locked arm like that. And he said, we didn't get out to the car until her arm was perfect. And she said, I've been able to use my arm perfect for the last 2 years, no problem. That's the way we like to see God do it, right? We don't want to have to wait all this time, but sometimes you just have to, because he's in the testing mode. But if you don't wait on him and you don't believe him, then you get Rod Parsley, poor guy. He's in bad shape. You know, he's really in bad shape. And I think this week, I'm going to pray about it again, but I'm going to call him. So I'm going to get in touch with him somehow and see. You know, if I don't do that and he does die, well, then his blood's going to be on my hands, because I know the principles and he doesn't. You know, somebody say, good grief, Rod Parsley has been in the business 25 or 30 years. I know lots of pastors have been out there 25 or 30 years that don't know what the Word says about healing, don't you? Yeah. You know, so, I mean, he knows a lot of things I don't know, that's for sure. He's got a humongous church up there, and he does all kinds of good for the kingdom of God, but God don't have no favorites. In fact, if anything, his pastors, he holds us closer to the line than he does anybody else. And he expects us to believe him. I mean, I've seen, you know, in the Scripture, where that they say, Lord, why could we not heal this boy? He said, because of your unbelief. He, you know, Lord, what's the deal here? He said, bring the boy to me. He said, you bunch of perverts. You know, I mean, he's not too nice to us. You have no faith. That's why you can't get this boy healed. Bring the boy to me. And that's exactly what's wrong with us. We don't have faith. We don't know what it says. So in our trials and tests, when the test comes, if bitterness, if we get into something, and of course it's so easy for anybody, a pastor or anybody else, it's so easy for somebody to get crossways with you and you get into some kind of bitterness. And then when you're into that bitterness, you start talking about them. Now then, if you start talking about them, it's going to attack your teeth, your gums, and your throat. Well, see, with what we sin with is where we're going to be attacked. That's what that, that's Jeremiah 21:14. That scripture will show you that with whatever you sin with, that's where you will be attacked. So if you're having a throat problem, that means that, or a teeth problems or a gum problems or whatever, you're saying the wrong things. You're not walking in love. And that will bring sickness and disease and even death. If somebody don't find the problem, Rod Parsley could die. It could kill him. But anyway, I'm going to try my best to get in touch with him and talk to him and see if he'll listen to me. He may and he may not. I don't know. But that pastor in Colorado the other day, he listened. And he flew us out there to Colorado. And he had an evangelist in his church that he was going to die. I mean, they had prayed over him 2 times and used James 5:14. And he saw me on the Sid Ross show. And he called me and said, Thurman, and he said, I'm so-and-so. And I'm up here in Denver, Colorado. He said, could I get you to come up here and pray for a missionary friend of mine? An evangelist, rather, that's here in the hospital, said, we prayed for him, said, I believe in healing. He said, we prayed over him 2 times in the last 2 weeks with James 5:14-15, and said, he's getting worse instead of better. I said, he's got a sin in his life you haven't found. And he said, well, can you come out here and pray for him? I said, when he told me he'd send a jet to pick us up, I said, yeah, we'll go. So he sent us a jet, and we went out and got in that airplane, and we flew to Denver, and we went to the hospital, And we found his sin. Cheryl prayed, and God gave her some sexual sin, something with a sexual sin. We found out the man was looking at pornography. You know, pornography. You know, who would dream that watching pornography could kill you? Well, watching the pornography wasn't killing him, but it was his wife's bitterness and unforgiveness because of what he was doing that opened the door to the devil to kill him. See, now, most women don't like for their husband to look at pornography. Is that true? Yeah, you don't want your husband looking at pornography. You know, I mean, most women think, hey, guy, I married you. If you want to look at a naked woman, come look at me. You know, I'm okay. It's not a problem. I'm legal ground. But you can't look at somebody else. Nobody else. No, not even no pictures of somebody else. And guys don't understand that. But when that wife gets into that unforgiveness, it opens a door to the demonic world. And that devil has no problem getting you. And that's exactly what had happened in this case. And this man was dying. Well, we got him to repent and forgive his wife and ask God to forgive him. We got her to repent and forgive her husband. And we prayed one more prayer. And then we left and we come home. And that was on a Friday. And next Wednesday, I called back and asked that pastor. I got his cell phone number. I called back and I said, how's this boy doing? And we prayed for him. He said they released him to the hospital this morning and he went home. He's doing fine. You know, so does God's word work? Yes, it works. Just exactly. We used it just exactly like it was written. We were all being put to the test to see if God's word would work. And God's word really does work because we did it exactly like God says. And Christ in you, the hope of glory. Just think, all the power of the universe, just like in Colossians chapter 2. In fact, let's read that. I'm going to go there right quick. Colossians chapter 2. Start with verse 1. Colossians chapter 2, verse 1 in the King James Bible. For I would that you knew what great conflict I have for you and for them at Laodicea, and for as many as have not seen my face in the flesh, that their hearts might be comforted, being knit together in love, and unto all riches of the fullness and understanding to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God and of the Father and of Christ. The mystery of God. Now, we just read that last week in the chapter before. The mystery of God is Christ in us, the hope of glory. Now then, let's go to the next verse, verse 3. For in whom, now we're talking about Christ, in whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. And this I say, lest any man would beguile you with enticing words. In whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. When I learned this scripture years ago, when I learned that all the secrets, all the treasures, all the knowledge, all the understanding, everything there is, was hidden in Christ, was hidden in Him. And He's in me. How far away is all the knowledge and wisdom I need? It's right here. If Christ in me, the hope of glory, and I'm fixing to build or design something, or whatever I'm going to do, or I'm going to take a trip, you know, I can ask for anything because Christ in me, the hope of glory. In fact, Franz, he come to me last week and said, I'm going up into Michigan, I think he said, or somewhere up there. So it's a long trip. And he said, I have a problem going to sleep when I'm driving. He said, so will you pray for me? I said, of course I will. So we called forth angels and told angels, you make sure you keep this man awake. You keep him awake all the way up there and all the way back. You make sure that he has a good trip. You keep him safe and everything. He walked in a while ago praising God. They had a great trip. 22 hours up there and 22 hours back. But see, we need to pray about everything, right? If we don't pray, what can God do? Nothing. Once we pray, what's impossible with God? Nothing. And what is it that is missing in this scripture here? For how much of the secrets and everything? All the treasures, all the secrets, all the knowledge of the universe are in Him. And He's in you and me. So when I learn to pray, I ask Him for anything. If I'm His son and He's my father, I can ask my father. When I was a kid growing up, I had the world's best daddy too. I had not only best mother. I had a daddy that loved me with all his heart. And he would give me anything. He'd help me do anything. I remember one time when I got my first car. I had a 39 Ford coupe. And I loved that little car, and I knocked a U-joint out of it. And so by knocking the new joint out, so I know some of you won't know what I'm talking about, but you had to jack the car up, you had to pull the rear end out from under it because it was all in a tube. And you couldn't just go in under like a car, normal car, and take the four little bolts out and take the U-joint down and put another one in it. You had to pull the whole rear end out from under the car. Well, I went and got me a new U-joint, and I put it in there, and I worked on it. I'm a brand new mechanic, and I'm working on my car, and I get that thing, try to get it lined up, and I'm trying to push it in there, and I got this flexible U-joint that's got to go on a spline shaft, and I cannot get it to line up to go on there. I just can't make it do it. Everything I try to do don't work. I work on that thing for 2 hours, and I finally give out. And it's getting late now, so it's time for me to go to bed. I got to go to school tomorrow. So I go in and I said, Mom, I don't know why Dad's so late tonight, but sometimes he works late. He had two bulldozers and said, never knew when something was going to be wrong with them things. I said, but when Dad gets here, you be sure and tell him in the morning to wake me up before he leaves, because I need him to help me line that thing up so I can have my car where I can use it tomorrow afternoon. So she said, okay. Well, the next morning I got up, I woke up, and Dad was already gone. I said, where's Dad? She said, oh, he's gone, son. He went to work. I said, Mom, I asked you to be sure and tell him so I could get him to work or help me work on the car. She said, son, I told him exactly what you said. And I said, well, why didn't he wait? She said, well, he went out there. He was out there just a couple of minutes, and then he got in the pickup and drove off. I said, doggone, I can't imagine. I wanted him to help me with the car, so I go out there and I'm fussing. You know, that's the way we are, right? That's the way we are with God. You know, we do him the same way, right? Oh, I can't believe this. Dad didn't say it, help me. And I go out there and I look, and there's the tube under there. It's the U-joint's in, it's hooked up, and it got two bolts in it holding it in. All I got to do is put four or five more bolts in, and it's done. And I thought, there I was fussing, see? Well, see, that's how much, when a dad that really loves you, he'll help you do those kind of things. That's the kind of dad we got in heaven. Amen. He'll do the same thing. He wants to help you, but he's going to test you. Just like me, when Dad went out there and put that U-joint in there and slid it up in there and got it lined up and put a bolt on that cover, that yoke cover that goes on it, he put a bolt in each side where it can't get away. Now, all I got to do is put the rest of the stuff in there, and it's a done deal. But that's the same way God wants to do us. He will get us started, give us things to get started, and then he expects us to continue to do something with it. I had to put it back together. Dad lined it up, but I could not get that done by myself.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, God Puts Us to the Test, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.